It's the weekend, getting a few things done around the home today. Thanks for joining me as we talk a little painting, we talk a little weather stripping, caulking. I mentioned in the last hour, I don't know about you, but I have noticed the cost of energy in my home, not the units, but consumption amount, has certainly increased in the last year, probably being home more, doing more laundry, more cooking, et cetera, et cetera. So might be a good year to kind of take a look at how we can improve the tightness of our home, checking weather stripping again, taking a look for leaks around the home. Always a good idea. I've got some tips for you on that. If you'd like to grab a line, our phone number is 800-823-8255. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Easy Breathe, helping you breathe better air for the past 20 years. Check it out, easybreathe.com. As we tighten up our homes, we also have to ventilate a little bit. And that's what the Easy Breeze does. It is an air exchanging unit. Can get rid of polluted air in your home. Also a lot of humidity. It's easybreathe.com. Freestanding unit vented to the outdoors. Easybreathe.com. All right, again, it's 800-823-8255. We've covered a few things on the outside of our home. Another thing to really take a look at is check for any deterioration. Now, this isn't an energy-saving tip. This is more of a repair tip. Check for the deterioration of painted surfaces. You'll find it, again, windows, soffit boards, fascia boards, where the gutters are, the base of door jams. Those are just kind of the highlight areas where you may find paint that has fractures in it. Maybe even a little peeling. But if you don't have time to tackle the big full paint job at your home, take a look at these barewood surfaces or these cracked painted surfaces and get at least a coat of primer on there and one finish coat. If it just has to be a touch-up, I'm okay with that. A lot of times when we talk about paint, we're strictly talking about paint from a cosmetic standpoint. Paint holds a very important function in our home in terms of maintenance. It seals the wood. It keeps the water off the wood. It eliminates rotting. So that's something I'd like you to take a look at. Also, from a cosmetic standpoint and also an energy efficiency standpoint, and also keeping water out of the house once again, is check and seal any foundation cracks. Whether you're sealing them from the inside below grade, and this is an interesting factoid, for every crack on the inside of your home, there's probably two on the outside. Now, I'm not asking you to dig down to the base of your foundation and patch all the cracks, but what I am asking you to do is take a look at the foundation above grade. And if you're seeing cracks there, let's go ahead and patch them. If they're below grade, if you want to patch them from the inside, that's fine. If you got water running through them, sure, there's patching materials that can stop water from entering your home, but you got to ask yourself if you do that, and you should do that, but you got to ask yourself, if the water's not coming in through that crack because I just patched it, where did that water go? Well, quite honestly, it went to the next path of least resistance. It's still outside. It still needs to be controlled around your foundation, and that's the crux of the matter, taking a look at how we can control water on the outside of the home. Also, weather stripping, talking about keeping cold air out, really take a look around doors. It's just amazing to me. I mean, I'm pretty much on top of a lot of maintenance on doors and windows. But the door that goes from the garage, which is the most often used door, the other day when I was walking down this short hallway to go to the garage, I could see light. Now, I got an insulated garage door, so that garage never really gets below 40 degrees on the coldest of days. But that door just needs a little bit realignment. I think the weather stripping's good. But those are the areas we got to find now where it's comfortable to go ahead and make those changes to your home. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255. By the way, at the bottom of the hour, a really, really neat website. It's called Designly. And what it does, it allows you to try on all different building materials on your home. Think about that. If you're remodeling the exterior of your home, you got a lot of big choices in terms of colors and textures. Do you do stone? Do you do siding? Anyway, we're going to have Matt Mosher on. He's going to go through exactly how the website works. You know, $100, $200 can literally save you thousands. You know, especially if you make a mistake in color, you're going to live with that for a while. All right, so that'll be at the bottom of the hour today. In the meantime, we got Jim. Jim, welcome.
Good morning, Gary. I was working on a cabin again. I got back here, I bought.
Uh-huh.
And what they've done was they put drywall over top of insulation on the rafters, you know, kind of fixed the attic and stuff up.
Okay.
Some of the drywall is coming down, and what I was curious about was the vapor barrier is faced inward to the attic, and it's got kind of like tar paper shingles and a metal roof on top of it. Should I cut that vapor barrier?
Well, probably, and I say that a little bit reluctantly. I would say there would be no vapor barrier in that particular area. Do you have, is it an open attic or is there a floor on that attic?
There's a floor on the attic.
There is a floor. Is there insulation on the floor of that attic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't think you need any insulation up there.
Okay, I was like, they had finished it. They put drywall up, and they put the facing on the inside, but I was kind of like curious about, you know, trapping moisture because you've got tar paper down on the outside on your roof sheeting.
Right. Well, if you do any insulation, I would say it would be without vapor barrier. The rule of thumb, and this is where it gets a little confusing, the rule of thumb is the vapor barrier on insulation always faces, a lot of times we say the living quarters, but it's actually the warmer area, which would be the living, you know, quarters. For instance, on the floor of the attic, you would have insulation, the vapor barrier would be on the bottom facing down to the living quarters. Up there, if the whole attic area now is encapsulated, in other words, insulation, finished, and all that, you know, insulation would be okay. I still don't think I'd use a vapor barrier, though.
You know, some of the drywall is coming down. It's cracking and stuff. And I was kind of like curious, like maybe a little bit of moisture getting up there. Of course, I know it's settling a little bit. You're going to get some settling cracks. But it's an old structure.
Well, yeah. And see, how is that attic ventilated if we got finished walls up there?
It's got one of those fan rotors, the balls that sit on top of the thing, and it comes down into the attic space. There's no insulation. I mean, there's no ventilation. That's out the, it's got a metal roof on it, you know, the metal gable cap down the top. There's no way you can get air up in there to ventilate that.
Okay.
So
there's a thing called whole house encapsulation. All right. And that's when the attic is not ventilated. It functions as a conditioned airspace. So we allow, you wouldn't have insulation on the floor, okay? You would put your insulation up against the roof. It's whole house encapsulation. The warmth from the first floor would go up into the attic, and it would have nowhere to go. And it's insulated so that we don't create condensation from the colder areas outside. Mainly used in the southeast, okay? And it sounds to me like you've got a combination of both, which isn't really good.
Yep.
Which could be causing that moisture because you have no air coming in, yet you have one of those turbine fans spinning, which is really not doing anything because it can't pull air out unless you're bringing air in.
Well, it's pulling air out of the living space, like, say, out of the attic. It's pulling out, but it's not. What I'm saying is there's no ventilation between the insulation and the sheeting board.
Right.
Where I'm
getting
out. I just didn't want to get any water stuck in there.
I think I'd get some of that drywall off and take a good look-see, or get a moisture meter where you can get a reading if there's any moisture behind there. But, you know, it really is kind of like one way or the other. It's kind of like all in or all out. You know, we either have really good ventilation or we really insulate it and have no ventilation. Get the insulation off the floor and let that warm air come up and create it as a conditioned space.
All right, one more quick one. I put a new stovepipe in, and it's got a metal roof on it. It's got one of those, I guess it's a silicone red rubber grommet right. that goes around the stovepipe.
Right.
What do I caulk around the top of that puppy with?
I would use like a, let's see, what would a, so is that stovepipe, it's a double wall pipe. It doesn't get hot or anything, right?
Yeah, it's a triple wall. It's going to go to a fireplace. It's a triple wall stainless
right.
steel.
I would say, and it's being caulked around that gasket
yes,
and the
sir.
Pipe. Is that what we're trying to do?
Yeah, it goes around the outside of the pipe. Pipe goes through the roof, and it's got it. You slide it up through this. It's kind of like a big rubber funnel
mm-hmm.
or a silicone funnel or something. And
mm-hmm.
it had a white, kind of like a white. It was a soft. I was up there when I took it
it's
off.
It's pliable, like right?
A, yeah, it's pliable. It's like a. Almost like a drywall putty, but it doesn't dry out. It's still moist. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
trying to say? It's staying moist, but it's like a white, you know what drywall mud is.
It's like
never. That's what
so,
I had on it.
Yeah, so there's a product called Leak Stopper,
okay.
which is a tripolymer that's brushable. It's kind of like a rubberized Band-Aid, if you would. It has good UV blocking. I think that's what I would use. And, yeah, you got to be a little bit careful to make sure it can stick to that silicone. That's why I was being a little hesitant there. All right, 800-823-8255 at home with Gary Sullivan.
Start a project and don't know how to finish it? Call Gary at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
We all know that insulated walls make houses more energy efficient, but did you know insulated garage doors can do the very same thing? Our friends at Clopay offer garage doors with proprietary IntelliCore insulation. Your garage could be warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer, and we're talking a 10 to 20 degree difference. These doors come in an array of styles from contemporary to classic, and they're quieter and more durable too. Head to clopaydoor.com to find the right garage door for you. That's clopaydoor.com. Gutter Brush is the simple gutter guard I've used to protect my gutters for over 10 years, and it couldn't be easier. All you do is slide the 3-foot sections into the gutters to keep them flowing year-round. Gutter Brush has a great deal just in time for fall, 25% off. The cost for most homes to be protected is between $200 and $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433. Money back guarantee, made in the USA. It's important to seal the concrete and masonry surfaces around your home. As rain soaks in, it penetrates deep into the pores, and when the temperatures drop, the water expands and can cause the surface to crack or spall. Masonry Defender is my go-to solution. Masonry Defender is a complete line of sealers that protect your surfaces and prevent water penetration. And they're project-specific for your driveway, stamp, concrete, pavers, and more. Masonry Defender is easy to apply, and most projects take less than a few hours. MasonryDefender.com.
Some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding. You'll probably think that's a hazardous, messy job, but it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
All right, 22 minutes after the top of the hour at home with Gary Sullivan. Hey, kind of going back on that stovepipe, remember that was a triple wall insulated pipe. And one of the things, you know, you do want to make sure is that we don't need a heat-proof type caulking. And with a triple wall, probably not needed. So I just want to make sure that's clear. There are heat-proof silicones that are out there, or you could use a silicone caulk, or I say talked about the Leak Stopper, which is a tripolymer silicone, which is more brushable. You've got a couple areas, the top of that collar, underneath that collar, by the flashing, wasn't really sure exactly where we were caulking But I just wanted to clarify that to make sure we got we don't make a mistake there. All right, here's the phone number. You can grab a line. We got one open for you as we talk about areas we need to be concerned with on the outside of our home. It's 800-823-8255. Another one to take a look, and we briefly skipped over that, was the weather stripping around doors, exterior doors, around windows on the inside. Take a look at those also. Also the windowsill. For folks living in homes that are 40, 50, 60 years old, and you still got some, you got plaster walls, you got a marble windowsill, a lot of condensation, especially with the older windows. Maybe you've had your windows replaced with a, double pane replacement window. That's a whole different ball game. But if you still have like some inexpensive steel casement windows or something, it's a lot of cold that can, enter your home there. Certainly replacement windows, storm windows, plastic over those windows all help create a buffer zone. But also what you run into, especially in the wintertime, is you have very cold air, which has very low humidity. As it enters the home, we have a little higher humidity because we have a higher temperature. Warmer air holds more moisture. That cold air hits the warm air. And condensation usually occurs at that point on hard, slick surfaces. So it's not raining, it's condensation, and it's because those temperatures are clashing, and we have, you got it, glass, steel, marble, plaster, hard, slick surfaces. And again, you cannot, you're obviously wasting energy, that's one issue, but you're also creating a possibility for molds and mildews. Certainly from a cosmetic stain standpoint, stains on the plaster, water stains. And that's what it is. You probably don't have caulking that's failing. You just have a clash of temperatures. So keep that in mind, that plaster that has a little water stain on it. Water and plaster, I'm always talking about water being the number one enemy. Well, right there, it's going to start degrading over time. It'll degrade that plaster. You'll start getting a white powdery substance, an efflorescence, and eventually the plaster will crack. So here we can take care of that. Obviously, we can replace the windows, but that can get pricey. But even just getting plastic, create a buffer between those two temperatures, can really minimize condensation, which can minimize a lot of repairs that very well be needed. All right, coming up, like I said, at the bottom of the hour, if you're thinking about doing a big project, I'm talking about painting your house, changing the siding, maybe adding some stonework to your house, replacing the roof, entry doors, windows, there's a company called Designly. Matt Mosher will be joining us. It is a computer program where you can upload a picture of your home and I think try different things on, which could save you a lot of frustration. Anyway, we'll be chatting with Matt here at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, if you'd like to grab a line, do so. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, this is Gary Sullivan. You may not realize it, but you can actually transform surfaces around your home with real stone. And the best part, it's as easy as painting. With Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, and garage floor. You might even renew your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And do it yourself. Get Deich Coating products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Don't just grab any screw for your next home project. I recommend the Power Pro 1 Multi-Material Screws by Hillman. It's the one screw you'll ever need. The Power Pro 1 screw simplifies your toolbox by using a single, innovative engineered screw design for your projects that fasten into wood, metal, concrete, drywall, and plastic. And get this, no pre-drilling for wood, drywall, plastic, or metal up to 20 gauge thick. Once you use the Power Pro 1 screws, you'll never go back to ordinary screws. Power Pro 1 screws by Hillman at your local hardware store. Well, as there begins to be a little chill in the air, let me tell you about White Lightning Optima. It's a premium hybrid sealant. It's great for the fall time of year or year-round application. Perfect around windows and doors. White Lightning Optima has superior all-weather resistance and flexibility. It's paintable and water-ready in 30 minutes. In fact, it can be applied down to 0 degrees. It's also great on the inside for crown molding. White Lightning Optima. It's available at your local Menards. Go in and pick it up today.
Hi, my name's Jerry, and here's my odor exit story. My wife and I escaped a cabin during the wildfires in Gatlinburg, driving through the thickest smoke and fire you can imagine. We made it out safely, though, but our car smelled so badly of smoke, we didn't think we would ever get it out. I heard about odor exit on the radio and tried it, and the smell was completely gone. We were very surprised and very happy.
If odor exit can work on Jerry's smoky car after the wildfires, it'll work on your odor. Go to odorexit.com.
All right, it's time for our project of the week. We're 33 minutes after the top of the hour. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. And joining me now is Matt Mosher. He is the founder of a company called Design Lee. And Matt, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I guess to get things started, just kind of explain what Design Lee is.
Yeah, we're doing some really cool stuff. So what we've done is we provide a really nice way to cut the guesswork out of making decisions for the exterior of your home. What we've done is we've built technology, and it works by allowing our homeowners to get ideas for their home from a professional pool of designers and then see exactly what those ideas look like on their specific home with just in a couple days through the technology we offer.
So how does that work? I'll tell you what, my daughter had literally taken a house down to a foundation, kind of rebuild a house, if you will. And I know all the choices, and I was getting phone calls every day, but I don't have all the answers. And she was talking to windows that are black, and I'm then like, well, I'm not that hip. it'd be nice to see how it looked, and I guess you allow that to happen.
Right. So, you know, I've been in the design industry my whole life, in the home improvement industry. And the one thing that I always, you know, was finding with clients is, there's just so many options for your house, whether mm-hmm. it's colors, whether it's materials, whether it's do I do window boxes or not do window boxes. And, you know, most people just get overwhelmed by it. So a few years ago, I thought of a great idea, and now we are today, where we can allow homeowners to literally take a picture of their house or upload some plans of a house they're either renovating and building. And then we have a great network of designers come back with ideas within about 24 hours saying, here's what I would recommend you do to your house based on some of the things that you asked for. And what our technology does then is once you pick the ideas you like, it literally flips around a realistic rendering of your exact home with all those ideas. And that allows you to continue to add on or whatever you want to do. Let's say you get a color that, hey, you know, it's a little darker gray than I wanted. I want to see a little lighter gray. Boom, you just purchase that for $5, and you can see exactly how that looks. So that way, before you go and you make a costly decision of throwing something on your house, you go, boy, that doesn't look as good as I thought it was going to. We provide a really nice way to kind of cut the guesswork out of all that.
Wow, because I think, you know, in the before you have a tool as nice as that, Matt, I guess what people are doing is they're kind of making decisions as they come up. You know, I mean, even if we're doing a big thing, it's like, you know, nowadays you go, you look at a house and it's trendy to have maybe a cedar shake in there, maybe some stone, maybe some smoothboard wood siding or something, or a combination of all three of those. And it really does get confusing. And if you're just kind of taking it on a wing and a prayer, that's problematic, because once it's on there, you can't say, nah, ain't going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's, you know, we kind of go two ways as homeowners. We either, you know, invest the money and hire a professional designer, and that, you know, that costs a lot of money and it takes some time. Or we might go to our local home improvement store, take a look at the different things they have. Or third, we go online and we try to find examples. And we've had so many people come through our system that find examples that they think they want their house to be like. I really like this house and this is what I'm thinking. But then when our designers look at it and show them some additional ideas, but then also show them the idea that they had, it's amazing how many people actually change their mind on their original decision and go, man, I really liked it in that inspirational photo I saw, but that does not look good on my house. So it's, you know, these houses that we live in, they're costly. You don't want to make mistakes. And our solution provides a really great way for homeowners to get reassurance that they're making the right decision.
Sure. And Matt, you've been in the industry your whole life, and you've seen that. And today's materials are so much different than they've been in the past, too. So having a plan and coordinating roofs and doors and windows and getting ideas, I mean, what a great tool. And then you can actually have a plan. You know what the finished product will pretty much look like, and you can execute from there. So we kind of conceptualized what Design Lee is. Kind of walk me through the process. I've got, you know, a 30-year-old house, you know, 40-year-old house, whatever. And it's like, gosh, I'm just tired of looking at this same house. I really want it to pop. I really want to add curb appeal. Where's that process start? Just, do I have a consultation? Do I just upload my photo? How's that work?
So we've tried to make it as effortless as possible for the homeowner. What you would do is, whether if your house is, taking your example, is a 30-year-old house, you'd simply stand out in front of the house, you take a picture of it with your phone, you go to our site, designly.com, D-Z-I-N-L-Y, and you upload that photo. It then asks you a couple questions. Hey, you know, what is it that you don't like or do like about your home? Give us some ideas of maybe what you're looking to change. Allows you to upload some inspirational photos that you might have found online of things you like on other homes, and then connects you directly with what we call a personal design coordinator. So this is someone that's actually within our company, and they take your overview that you provided in your picture, and they send it out to our network of designers. Okay, so we have professional designers throughout the country, and our network continues to build every day. Those designers take a look, and designers that are qualified for that style of home will come back to our company with design ideas. Okay, so what we do then is we take those design ideas and we put together what we call a palette. So it might have, okay, you want to change your, you know, we think you should change your roof, we think you should change the trim color, and we think you should add a decorative gable detail to give some more dimension to your house. And it shows the ideas that those designers have in little swatches. You start by choosing one of those designers' ideas. So you get three different designers' ideas. So it's not just one person's opinion, but it's three professional designers. Okay. You choose what one you want to start with. And then the next day, you get a notification, and you can see your exact house with that designer's exact ideas. And then generally a couple more ideas that that designer might have thrown in that are kind of like bonus ideas. And you can toggle between them. So you can literally instantly hit the button to toggle between the different options and say, boy, I really like that on my house. And then, hey, like I said earlier, if you see something where it says, eh, it's, you know, just using the color, for example, eh, it's a little too gray, you can quickly request digitally from our platform, could you please show me something that's a little lighter gray? We'll instantly put that together and show you how that looks on your home. So what we're doing is we're taking the anxiety out of making decisions when it's not something you do, when you're not in this business every single day. And we're connecting you with professionals that do this every day and just cut you right to the chase and give you a visual idea of how it's going to look on your home. And even better is it's using all brand name colors and materials. Right. So it's not just like, oh, hey, this looks nice on my house. They can take that piece of paper, and right at the bottom it shows each area what color and manufacturer it is or what material and manufacturer. Take that to their contractor and execute the work.
And let's face it, some people have an eye for color and some people don't. Every year when there's the color of the year that comes out, I post it on my Facebook page, and it's like half the period, that's great. The other half, that's, God, that's awful. So we all have our own ideas. Matt, you had to get you had to be really motivated to come up with this idea and develop this company. What prompted you into this business?
Well, a couple of things. One is I just have the entrepreneurial bug. I started my first company when I was 15, and I've never looked back since. And I have a huge passion for architecture, home improvement, and I know my business well. And I knew there was a gap in this. You know, I mean, you've got so many homeowners throughout the world that just don't have the resources to connect with minds that do this every single day and know not only the colors and the type of materials, but what's the latest and greatest, you know?
Right.
Should I be using the traditional pre-primed pine trim, or isn't there some really great composite that has no maintenance? And those are also the things that we do well, is we give people ideas, but we also try to guide them in the right material direction based on their climate, based on the maintenance, and everything in between.
So after you get the rendering, does it have a list of all this stuff? You know, this is the color, this is the ASIC moldings instead of a pine molding. You have a product list, and then you become your general, or you hire a general?
Yeah, so when a homeowner goes to their, we call it their portfolio, it's a page that has a picture of their house. It has all of the different swatches or palettes that the designer has recommended, as well as some additional ones that they might want to consider purchasing. And they can toggle between those, and, you know, lighter gray, darker gray. And then once they're looking at the physical picture of their house on the screen, they say, okay, I like that. It tells them exactly what is on their house. So, for example, Sherwin-Williams paint color 203 or whatever it is.
Right.
And then they can also print that out, and it throws whatever's on their screen up. It throws the exact information for the manufacturer of that material, the color, and all that kind of stuff right in the printout page so they can show their contractor.
Well, if anybody's done a big renovation and worked with a designer, you know how expensive that can be. What does it run to get the services of Designly?
So that was one of my other goals when I started this company, is working with a professional is costly, and it's warranted. You know, they're educated in it. They need to be paid for their time. But through the efficiency of technology, we've been able to provide a really low cost point for people to do designs for their home. So we have two options. One option is, every once in a while, somebody knows exactly what they want to do to their home. They know the colors. They know the materials. So that's $99. They can come to us and say, here's the color I want to see. Here's this and this. And we show them it for $99. The majority of our clients need the design help because they're just not in the industry every day. And that package is $199. So for the $199, what you're getting is design ideas from three different qualified exterior designers. You're getting the rendering of your house with those ideas shown on your house. And then if you do want to purchase additional colors or materials to see once you see your rendering, it's only $5 per color or material. And then we do have some other options, Gary, where if you want to see a small architectural addition, let's say that your house is just got a flat facade and you might want to put a covered porch on it. We do have in-house architects, and we do offer that service, and it's basically a cost that's provided based on what they're requesting. So we're a pretty dynamic program, and I think pretty affordable.
Yeah, no, it's cheaper than half the price. That's a great, great value. So someone listening right now, do they go right to the website and just start the process, and what is that website?
Yeah, they'll go right to designly.com. It's spelled D-Z-I-N-L-Y NLY.com. And it'll guide them right through. We think we have a really nice user-friendly process, and we've helped a tremendous amount of people do some really beautiful things with their home.
Very good. Hey, thanks for joining us. Very informative. Best of luck. I'm sure you'll be working with contractors and homeowners and everybody. I'm sure you already do. Well on the way to a successful business. And thanks for joining us today, Matt. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Gary. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Interesting stuff. That's taking that technology to that next step. And seriously, if you're doing a big exterior project, I don't know how you can go wrong. You would go wrong if you did not do this. To see the whole plan, the whole color, the whole textures, get the information. Wow. A great deal. It's DZINLY.com. We'll continue with your calls at 800-823-8255 at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Inspire your next kitchen or bathroom renovation with my friends at Signature Hardware. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. Signature Hardware is backed by excellent customer service. You can discover high-quality products for your home. Visit SignatureHardware.com to find the perfect vanity, faucet, hardware, lighting, and more. I love their style. And right now, enjoy free shipping on orders over $99. Shop trending styles just in time for fall at SignatureHardware.com.
Remodeling your basement into a rec room, office, or home gym? Well, don't forget to ventilate those spaces to protect your home from decay. The Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges trapped, dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. I've had an Easy Breathe in my home for about 10 years now, and the air in our finished basement always feels fresh and clean. So take charge of your indoor air like I did and own an Easy Breathe ventilation system. Get it installed now, or do-it-yourself kits also available. Call 866-822-7328. Visit EasyBreathe.com.
Do you own a hot tub, jetted bath, wash machine, or dishwasher? If you want to clean out that yuck and gunk that may be causing issues like mold flaking and stinky odors, you need the power of Awesome. I've been telling you about their fantastic products for a long time. I use Awesome myself. Make hot tub maintenance simple. Bathe in clean, healthy water and stop the bad odors around your washer. Keep your swimming pool water sparkling clear. Get Awesome today. Available at Amazon, Walmart, many retailers, and at awesome.com.
Well, if you need to install a bathroom in the basement, laundry room, or workshop, I have an easy answer. It's the QuickJohn Premier by Zoller. I love this product. You don't need to bust up the concrete slab to tie it into your sewer line. The QuickJohn Premier unit installs on the surface of the floor, saving construction cost and hassle. You can use the QuickJohn Premier on toilets, bathtubs, even vanity sinks. Makes bathroom installs easy, and it's made with the same great quality as all the products that carry the Zoller name. Now to learn more, go to ZollerPumps.com.
All right. Well, that was an interesting conversation. We do thank Matt for joining us from Designly. It's DZINLY. Boy, if you're doing a...
I'll have that podcast up in a bit, by the way.
Yeah, that was interesting, isn't it? I mean, we've heard different, you know, Clopé, they've got something, I don't want to say similar, it would diminish what he's doing, but they have a neat tool, put it that way, where you upload the picture of your house and try on garage doors that they have, which is a huge, huge help, because the front of your house is, you know, what, in some cases, a third of it is your garage doors. And if you're going to change out something a third of the front of your house, it'd be really nice to see it before you do it, right? Well, he's taking it even further because he's working with design architects. Very cool idea. I thank him for joining us. We'll have that podcast up in about a half hour. If you want to pick it up at the iHeart app, feel free to do so. Hey, let me give you the phone number. Happy to take your calls. It's 800-823-8255. Just giving you things to take a look on the outside of your home while we still have some real nice weather, and maybe you're lucky enough to live in a place where you always have nice weather, but a lot of us Midwest, Northeast, weather kind of can change on us in the next few months. So we're talking about things that you can address now, that you can identify, that needs your attention in terms of energy conservation, in terms of doing a little bit of maintenance before it gets away from you. So here's another little thing to just check out on the outside of your home. And I can put this on my to-do list right now. Of course, by the way, any type of tree branches or anything hanging over your house, really get a certified arborist and get those removed. That's how big damage happens to home. And a lot of us with mature trees know exactly what I'm talking about. Get a good arborist that you work with and keep those trees trimmed back over the away from over the house. But also down lower, shrubs and stuff like that around condensing units outside, heat pumps. Make sure those are trimmed back. It's going to take, you don't want to block the airflow. It takes good airflow. Also, exhaust vents for heating and ventilation. I'm talking about dryers. I'm talking about air exchanging units. I'm talking about exhaust from furnaces, from water pipes, or from water heaters. You know, you get that 3-inch, 4-inch PVC pipe coming through the foundation. You don't want that impeded by any means where, things could get in there and block that airflow. That's there to bring in fresh air, there to remove the exhaust from the house. And those things should be open and clear and keep those shrubs cleaned, pulled back. Also, mulch. People that use mulch. Taking a walk yesterday and just looking at the misuse of mulch. Hardwood mulch, pine straw I like much more. But I see, hardwood mulch just piled up on houses. Not on just the foundation. I mean up onto the brick. I said mounds of it around trees. That's bad for the trees, but that's not my area of expertise. It's the house. And you put mulch above the soil line and getting it up onto the brick, that's not good. There's weep holes at the bottom of that brick, insects in the mulch. It's a pathway to the inside of your home. So the mulch should be down lower. And really examine that brick. Examine for cracks and things along those lines. Missing mortar. Those are things you need to pay attention to. This time of year, that's for sure. You can still make those corrections. And I always say, if it doesn't look right, it's not. But you should definitely not pile up soil or mulch up onto a brick surface. And if there is a problem with that brick surface, again, cracks in the brick, cracks in the mortar, missing mortar, you got to get those repaired. All right, so I want to pass that along. Coming up in the next hour, it's all you. Let me give you the phone number. It's 800-823-8255. We've been talking about a lot of home projects. And, of course, if you need help, maybe you don't have the time to get some of these projects done, or you don't have the skill level that's going to take to get those projects done, visit Angie.com or get the Angie app. They can connect you with the top home service pros. You can see upfront pricing. You can literally get hundreds of home projects done. You can instantly book it right online. You can pay from your phone if you'd like. You can get it all started at Angie.com or get the Angie app. We'll continue with your calls again. It's 800-823-8255 at home with Gary Sullivan.
Don't have a list of things to do around the house? Gary will find something for you at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.